Tribute Nerd. Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Michael, aka Rickshaw. Welcome to Worship and Tribute Nerd. Today I have a couple of guests with me. Introduce yourselves.
My name is Matt Musselwhite, aka Musselwhite. I am the host of the I Hate the Scene podcast.
My name is Brian. Just Brian. No AKA at all.
He had the sweet nickname.
I am the host of the Common Chaos podcast and the co-host of the I Hate the Scene podcast, along with Matt.
And this, you know, this week we did a video on our podcast. Or so my podcast is also a YouTube.
Yes.
And we sometimes do visual stuff only. And it went, you know, so what my friend, it's called Juan Plays Scary Games. My friend Juan is deathly afraid of any scary movie, any scary game. Yet he does not believe in ghosts, which is the intriguing part. So anyways, we put that video out on YouTube this week. So we're recording this for your audio listening privileges.
For your ears.
Privileges. For your privileges.
Your privilege.
If you've got that access to that internet, those basic goods.
Can you listen to, let's just say that you had the free version of Spotify. Could you still listen to, any podcast you wanted, or would it choose for you listen to?
I'm pretty sure you could choose, but that would suck, dude.
Well, that's the way it is for the songs. You know what I mean? If you have the free one.
That's why I don't use it. I use Apple Music because it pays the artist more. You're welcome.
That's true. Now you're going to make me feel like shit today?
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm the listener. You're welcome. Now you know.
Title pays the most.
Nobody's on fucking title.
I mean,
anyways, you know. Today we're just going to loose. We're going to be loose. We're going to talk about how the super pandemic loose is affecting art, how it's affecting movies, and how it's affecting music and all that shit. But, you know, first we're going to talk about how I just moved to Austin, Texas. Everyone's like, how's Austin? Well, we're in a pandemic, so
imagine that.
It's been about as cool as every other place.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, how's the house? The new house has a similar layout to the old one, the one we were stuck in during the pandemic before we moved to Austin.
There's a living room and a bathroom and a couple other rooms.
So, yeah, you know, I can't wait for things to go back to normal so I could go fucking experience Austin, Texas, the city I moved to.
If any bars will still be open by the time the pandemic ends, the entire 6th Street shuts down.
Don't say things like that. Please.
I don't know if you're a water person.
Do you drink water? Do you like water?
Yes, I like water.
Not drinking water, but do you enjoy being on the beach or being in a lake or a river?
Not necessarily.
Because guess what? We got one. We got a couple of them all throughout Austin.
I'm not that keen on lakes compared to the ocean, but it's only because I'm afraid of creepy crawlies and
stuff
like that.
You're a Monsters Inside Me fan. A fellow Monsters Inside Me fan. Okay, so parasites.
I hate snakes.
You don't like
so
worms,
much.
Parasites, anything like that.
Snakes
cool.
are my worst fear.
Oh,
ever,
you're okay.
So. And yet you live in Texas. See.
Yeah. Oh, well. Hey, bro. Yeah. Welcome to Spiderland. Welcome to spiders. Gigantic bugs.
Spiders are creepy, but I'm as long as they're not crawling on me, I'm like, what's up?
You ever shot a 400-pound feral hog? They're out here.
I haven't possum. Been gay in a couple of years.
Possums. Possum, son. We were driving one possum. Night.
Armadillers.
We were in our, we had been here maybe 6 months and had not seen one. And we went out for some late night In-N-Out or some shit, and we were coming home. And we saw this ugly motherfucker creep out from beneath from behind a trash can, and it looked at us, and its teeth were going literally every single direction. Bottom teeth.
It muttered something anti-Semitic to me, and I knew I had to kill it.
Bottom teeth going up, top teeth going down, all the teeth going sideways. It was this really weird.
It was like the Predator. When it opens its mouth up or whatever.
Yes, and it's
that?
Got the layers. Yes, yeah. Yes. And it looked at us, and we were just like, we were shook, dude. It was 2 in the morning,
dude,
and we
I've
were
never,
like, we just saw a demon.
I've never seen a possum that didn't fucking make eye contact and hiss afterwards.
Oh, it
like
probably didn't.
Every
we
time
car.
I've seen one, it's like, it sees me, and it's like.
I look back and I ask myself, could I have hit the gas and ran that motherfucker over? And I froze. I don't know if I could have.
Oh, yeah, you definitely could have. Yeah, trust me. I've ran over a lot of cats in my time, dude. You could have definitely blasted that
a lot of cats. I know my street, it's like a catch 22 because it's got like a beautiful park across the way from
every
my house.
Every night I hit a cat on
and
that
I can
street.
I can go and like hang out, but then there's like a dead squirrel every day, dude. There's squirrels.
Squirrels are another story. They're small enough, I'll like swerve into oncoming traffic, dude, for them. But those cats, fuck them.
So I have a Mikey, my old drummer, Mikey Montgomery. He was my drummer and I wrestled a bear once. And
I remember them.
He's from Oklahoma. And he always tells me about how they eat squirrels.
Yeah.
Is Brunswick
that
stew.
Yeah. Do they do that here in Texas too, or is that just an Oklahoma thing?
I don't know. If
I didn't know they did it in Oklahoma, but I know they did it in North Carolina, and it's disgusting.
Yeah. Roadkill.
Any place you eat that, or like frog legs, or I don't like crawfish. I think that's disgusting.
There's like
as
a
shit.
Whole thing. You have to get to it early. You can't like just pick up dead roadkill on the side of the road. You have to be the one to hit it.
Oh, you can't.
Or you have to see it be hit. I don't know, dude. I'm just making shit up. Just kidding.
Crawfish is disgusting. They have like a lot of like
crawfish boil. Yeah, if you're a crawfish fan, there's crawfish boils here in Austin.
I've
like
seen
crazy.
People suck the dookie out of crawfish.
Well, yeah, because they don't clean them.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Never. And I eat seafood. I'll do the sushi. I won't touch crawfish.
If you're worried about okay, Matt's trying to fearmonger you out of crawfish. All you have to do, if you've eaten shrimp, crawfish.
I have a very strong investment in the anti-crawfish industry, and I'm going to get this message across another podcast.
Any type of crustacean.
Okay, Bubba.
Any type
Bubba
of Gump. Crustacean from the sea. They have a poop track. Just clean the poop track. That's all I got to do. YouTube.
Show deterred. You got to deter.
Yeah, devein it. Devein it's the classy
just
way.
Just suck it out at your nearest Chinese buffet.
Oh.
They call it deveining. You're moving poop. You're just taking poop out.
Yeah. Also, now that you're in Austin, Texas, you have plenty of tacos, Mexican food, a lot of other good shit. Don't eat any Chinese food here.
But why?
Brian looks at me crazy. I'd never had good Chinese food. Maybe you can find good Japanese
or
Vietnamese.
We do shoes all the time.
That's not Chinese.
Yeah, it is.
No, it isn't.
I guarantee you it is.
It's something else.
Julie's noodles. We got Julie's noodles too. Chinese.
I never ordered Julie's noodles.
Yeah, you did.
You're lying.
So anyways, these guys are the Matt used to be you were a driver.
I've been a driver for the past 5. Yeah, I would be if there wasn't a fucking pandemic.
Yeah.
I've driven for the past couple of years.
We've known each other, but it's one of those things where I didn't remember hanging out.
We loosely knew each other.
Loosely.
We knew of each other, and we communicated a few words.
During an Iwabo, Dance Gavin tour or something?
Iwabo, Dance tour. Gavin, Upon,
All Stars. Yeah,
12-some bands on the tour.
That was a sweaty nutsack tour I've ever been on one.
That was my first and worst tour ever. I shouldn't have been hired to do that at all.
Okay. But had you not been hired to do that, you would have been hired, period.
Boom.
Boom.
I was underqualified. I'd never done a nationwide tour. I'd never driven a bandwagon. I've never driven with a trailer. And they're like, sure, you can come with us. Like, I found out why. They underpaid me, and it was 12-hour drives every night. Good times.
Yeah, that was a pretty poorly routed. It's probably the worst routed tour I've ever been on, aside from Warped Tour or something like that. But
Warped never had anything that bad. I mean, at all. The worst you'd get is like a 6-hour drive. That's like standard on most tours. That All Stars tour, and the reason I'm glad it's dead, is like someone at Sumerian booked that tour. It was like 12-hour drives every fucking night. You might get there in like 8, but we go 64 miles per hour max in that bandwagon. Yeah. Bad. Oh my God.
Those things are shaky though, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know how people sleep in them. I've only ridden
those
in the back
are like
of one.
Maracas on wheels, bro.
It's a giant box. A giant oven, black oven box on like no shocks. You shake with the whole frame.
But yeah, these are my first friends in Austin.
Aww. Yeah. Friend.
I have a couple of friends here, but they are always they're either flaky or their wives tell them they can't go out much. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, we're gonna be doing some things together. I have an idea for one of our first videos. Okay. So I was telling y'all before that I have a podcast friend from Gainesville.
I know. I keep thinking it's my phone.
It's the computer.
I know it is, dude. I know it is. It's done it a couple times.
But yeah, we're gonna get some things going. Like, I have an idea for this. Okay. So one of my podcast friends, he's probably going to come down. We'll just do like the triathlon of gaming. We're going to pick like a wrestling game, a racing game, a fighting game, something like that. I mean like what? Mario Kart?
Definitely Mario Kart.
You say triathlon. So we're going to do 3 different games?
Yes.
Okay. So
they're all going to be retro.
I feel like a racing game, a fighting game, and then like some sort of sports. Team-based first-person shooter.
So
game.
Toby, shout out Toby Secret Levels podcast. He's like a gaming nerd, and he's the guy who might come down. He said he has a PS2 game that comes with buzzers, and it's like a trivia game from the 90s.
Yeah, let's do it for sure. Yeah,
that'd be super dope.
100% trivia. I'll kill everybody.
I remember this game.
It used to be able to play it in bars. Bananas in the Desert had it, and you used to buzzword or whatever.
That place burned the fuck down.
Yeah,
too.
It did. It was fucking interesting.
And I invited Nate there that night, and he showed up, and he's like, "There's nothing here."
It was just burned down.
Yeah, it was like the night it burned down. I fucking hated that guy.
We went to school with this kid. Real quick story. We went to the school with this kid named Michael McCormick. Shout out Michael McCormick. Fuck Wait. You. His uncle owned this bar in Palm Desert called McCormick's. California. Really cool, like really cool, like.
What does
old
that have
person.
To do with bananas? Bananas burned down.
His dad owned bananas.
Oh, this was for the insurance fraud, right?
His dad owned bananas, and it burned down, and it was super suspect within school because we all knew who he was and what his dad did. That it burned down for like insurance fraud, and Hello. Then
so
it
wait,
pops
he
up.
Burned it down himself.
Somebody did.
Not Michael McCormick, but we think that the dad might have, or somebody did. Anyways,
because they were like fully stocked
on
like.
So he owned
liquor
bananas
and
in other ways.
Yeah, he
know?
Did. He was fucking bananas.
That's why
sure.
it's called bananas.
Yeah. So check this out. But listen, the plot thickens. Plot thickens.
It was like
so,
a glorified Chili's.
So nice. They open up.
That sounds tight.
They open up in this other spot that's kind of like built into kind of a, like a mountain. They buy the lease from the spot because the place that was there previously burned down. So they rebuilt it. The restaurant never came back in. So Bananas, fucking McCormick's family, is like, oh, we're going to buy this place. They buy it. Sure enough, within the year, what happens?
Burns down.
It burns down. Kitchen fire. Kitchen fire.
You know what?
Doesn't take the
bananas
whole,
to me.
Doesn't take the whole building. Doesn't take the whole building.
I'd moved away by then.
Yep. Small kitchen fire. Bananas hasn't popped up again in the desert. R.I.P. But you know.
Because the dude's probably in fucking jail now.
Or in Mexico living the life. Because two claims.
Costa Rica. They don't extradite.
True.
Shouts to Austin Carlin.
So anyways, guys.
Yeah, I'm down. Triathlon. So.
What are some other ideas, though, if we were going to do our first video and kind of talk about a subject?
We got to do a watch-along of like a match, an old pay-per-view, a WWF pay-per-view.
Oh, man, that sounds amazing.
Yeah, dude, we have to.
I've been watching a lot of like 90s,
it's gotta
late
be
90s, 90s wrestling.
It's got to be 90s or early 2000s, though, like pre-WrestleMania yes. 20. WrestleMania
Between
20
96
and
02.
So listen, so if I did a video where we did a watch-along.
Yes.
If it was like small on the screen or something.
Like, yeah, picture in picture, PIP.
You cannot have a WWE show doing that.
No,
you'll,
not at all.
It'll
oh,
get
are we
removed.
Talking logistics? Yeah, you'll definitely get
yeah,
removed.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, okay.
What you do is you show nothing from the video and you just have them have a countdown so you can sync up with your listeners.
Yep.
And they'll be watching it along at home on the WWE
oh, so
Network.
So you're talking live. We're talking about a live
No,
kind
no,
of
no.
Thing?
We watch an old one, but what we
it's
do
only
is
live
say,
in the sense that you're playing oh, it on the TV.
We
right.
say,
oh,
we that's say hey, dope. I've never they're doing the WWF intro starting 3, 2, 1. Now they sync up and then like they can watch the pay-per-view along with you
with
if they
you.
Want to, right?
Right.
I listen to podcasts that way.
Here's uh-huh. what you do though. What you do is it comes after the actual show. So we do a watch along, right? It's like our reactions. Maybe we do like a small
you
clip
could
or
do
something
like a new one, but it wouldn't be as fun. Yeah. It's gonna be a shitty show if it's any new product.
Yeah, you want to do an older one because it's nostalgic, people pick up on it, but then you promote it afterwards. And what you do is you promote it within like the wrestling groups and the communities there because they're just gonna be in the up and up anyways. They're gonna know, hey, oh, they're covering SummerSlam 99.
Those fucking
cool.
marks.
We're, nice. They already know the matches that are on it anyways. They're gonna go into it.
That's a good idea. High, so. I was trying to think of ways to do that with Dark Phoenix but like we wanted to the thing is I ended up getting Discord because you can actually watch things on Discord.
You have a watch party.
Yeah,
there's
you have
like
a watch
no
party.
Rules on Discord. My avatar was my dick pic
well,
on
they,
Discord.
They went really loose whenever the pandemic hit with like things like that so that you could watch.
I got bullied off Discord.
Yeah, you're about to get bullied off this show if you keep interrupting, dude. Fuck.
You know what? Time out. I'm just kidding.
You're in
no time
out. You don't get to talk for 2 minutes.
What is this? Pardon the interruption? Around the horn? You're going to fucking mute me?
Dude. I'm just kidding.
We're about to.
I'm just going to commandeer the whole podcast and make it I Hate the Scene 17 and a half.
Listen.
And we're back.
Listen, I know that in the state of Texas, it's illegal to smoke weed, so that's why I've never done it here, but I'm getting confused whenever you jump in for no reason.
Dang,
okay.
We definitely do not smoke weed here at all.
I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what it tastes like.
It has a taste.
Tastes delicious. What was I even talking about? Damn it, Matt.
Discord.
Oh yeah. Okay. I wanted to have a Dark Phoenix watch. You know, I should have a Dark Phoenix watch along because that movie is atrocious.
Oh.
For an X-Men movie that was supposed to be the last one made by Fox, it was like a dumpster fire. Like, I haven't liked a lot of those movies, but that one was like...
It's the Jean Grey one, right?
Yeah. It's them trying to do the Phoenix Saga a different time, a generation later.
Let's do it again.
And still fucking it up.
Can we nerd up on the X-Men films real quick?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so first three great films, right? First three was great. The original trilogy.
No. I wouldn't say great, but like the younger you are when they came out, the better they are.
If you know nothing about X-Men.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
Okay. Oh, I'm 32. He's 32.
You lied to me on your Tinder profile, dude.
So we're the same, we're same timeline, same generation.
Right.
So those first three X-Men movies were phenomenal.
No.
Because they were X-Men, and we didn't have an X-Men live
Please
action.
Please argue this. Please tell them
that. I can get behind two-thirds of that.
Okay.
Part three was terrible. It was really terrible.
Part three was the worst, for sure.
And it was so terrible that it like shit on the legacy of X-Men. And it even shit on the legacy of the movies they started.
I will... Okay, listen.
Which one was the prequel?
Can I tell you a theory?
Because that's a good one.
I do love the 60s versions, too. The X-Men origin ones.
Okay, so I'm just going to say there are good ones.
Yeah.
But they've never been able to keep their shit together. They don't take it serious.
Bryan Singer's a weirdo.
Yes, Bryan Singer's a weirdo. Listen, he told... Even starting on X-Men Part 1, the cast was not allowed to have... comic books.
Right,
They weren't allowed to have X-Men comics.
Right. It was
okay.
Their own thing.
If you were making a Lord of the Rings movie, would you fucking yell at anyone for reading a Lord of the Rings book?
But okay. Here's
no, you can't have a Lord of the Rings book on set.
I would just stop you from making the Lord of the Rings movie altogether.
I mean, I'm not a big fan either.
I don't think anybody with real fortitude is.
I discriminate elves hard.
I get your argument there.
Right.
And it goes back to my original theory, and I've been saying this since after the original three. This was kind of my idea, but it was before like Netflix and shit like that took off, right?
Okay.
But I was always under the impression that X-Men in particular would do phenomenal on like a Netflix or a Hulu or an HBO. At the time when I thought about it, it was HBO Showtime. And it was because you could still get the rated R PG-13 style production and have it aired to a larger audience, right? HBO, whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, but it gives you the format to do the characters better. It gives you the format to have 10 seasons and focus on the originals and then the fucking Apocalypse era and then if you want to go Weapon X era, cool, branch off, do your thing. But it would have made more sense to do it in that type of format. But back then when they wanted to do the movies, there wasn't that format, so you couldn't do it. Why they haven't adopted it now, why Marvel hasn't gone to Disney Plus and just been like, hey, we're going to make an X-Men series live action and rebooted it.
I feel like it's all coming.
It could. I hope so. Because that's the way to do it, right?
No, I pay close attention to the Marvel movies and shit. I'm up on movie news.
A series, dude.
I've tried to stay away from it lately, but they are gearing up.
Give us an Origins.
All sorts of X-Men stuff.
Give us an Origins, dude. Give us a Professor X and a Magneto.
They wanted to put some years between the old franchise and what they're about to do.
Good. And I feel like the first three, the trilogy, was the best way that they could have done it because it was the main characters, your Beast, your Nightcrawler, Cyclops, Jean Grey, Wolverine, Magneto. Juggernaut didn't make it to the third one, but whatever. You had, you know...
Atrocious.
Colossus. Yeah, it was pretty rough. But anyways, you got the main characters out of the way. It was the TV show reimagined into the real, the live action, if you will. And that's the best way that you can make it palatable for the audience in a movie format.
Uh-huh.
They have to make something with Disney Plus now. They have to. And I just hope it does it justice because there's so many different universes you can go through with X-Men. It could be phenomenal.
Do you like The Mandalorian?
I do.
It only has one season. I was kind of bummed out when I got to the end. I was like, it wasn't as cool as I thought it was going to be.
Okay, so
if they did an X-Men one, I just think if it was a live-action TV show on Disney Plus, it'd be whack. But if they made movies of it, it'd be like blockbuster budget.
They're planning for both. Just like they're doing with the Avengers,
the serious characters get the movies.
Except for all the Disney Plus stuff is delayed, so we still don't have a taste of it. We don't know how it's going to feel, you know what I mean? But they're doing it with both. Like, right now we're waiting for Disney Plus Avengers, but whenever there's rumors of as soon as the X-Men franchise starts, there is going to be spin-off series on Disney Plus for other things that tie into it. So good. It's going to be in like fucking 20 years.
Like an
years,
uncanny
we're gonna have
universe
a,
or something.
Dude, we're going to have a crazy universe. And also like with Spider-Man too. Spider-Man and fucking Marvel right now are fucking sucking each other's dicks. And Spider-Man, they're planning Spider-Man Disney Plus shows. They're planning on extending Tom Holland's Spider-Man with their contract. They're planning on spin-off Spider-Man.
They're going
like
to do more Spider-Man
Miles
universe.
Morales like that. And so, in 20 years, Marvel Studios is going to be like, fucking three-dicked dragon fucking jerking off on the
and
world.
All
that's
them,
a technical term.
All of them. Oh, man, I don't want to say it. It's not our podcast. Oh,
yeah, we can't. Yeah, no racial slurs on this one.
I was about to get real fucking mean. Oh,
why? What are you talking about?
You said three-dick beast, and I was like, I don't want to go there.
We're gonna, I don't know what you guys are talking
he
about.
He used to be in a band. Let's just ruin his rep so he'll never be in one again. Dang, and then he'll be stuck in the podcasting
world. We can just ruin that too. Just ruin the podcast.
And we're back. So we're back. 17 and a half. I hate to see it. Yeah, this is our guest, Rickshaw.
Oh, shit.
Don't fucking take over my show.
I mean, I hope so, man. X-Men was always like my favorite Marvel. I love Spider-Man too.
And I realized too, when you were talking about it, that like they haven't utilized. So like when you think of Avengers right now and the whole world that they've built, you don't think of eras yet. Like whenever you look back at X-Men comics, you have 80s X-Men. They all got the specific outfits.
Yeah.
You got 90s X-Men. They got specific outfits. You know what I mean? Like, and so you have so much time to work with.
What about the real Civil War too, man? I felt like making it an Avengers Civil War. Okay, but
so
like that's
listen,
not the
here's
real
rumors.
Civil War.
Here are the vaguest rumors I have that will fucking,
no zombie Civil
that will,
War, dude. That's
no,
been
no,
a
no.
rumor. That's been a rumor there, since 2000, son.
There's all these rumors that are just like vague as fuck. Of course, Phase 5 is like whenever the X-Men movies might start happening, okay?
Right.
And we're not even at 4. 4 hasn't even started
four
yet. 4
is all the new
Black
shit.
Widow.
Yeah, the Black Widow shit.
Right.
The
so
Hulk.
It's a long ways away, but we have like rumors of... We have rumors of X-Men, first of all, happening at all. We have rumors of Deadpool kills the Fox Marvel Universe. That's a rumor that Ryan Reynolds brought to the table.
Oh, then
the
I don't believe
Fox
it at all.
Marvel Universe. What is
Ryan
that?
Reynolds went to
oh,
Marvel
and
Studios
just murders
and said,
all the shitty
listen,
Fox.
Because listen, the people in the Fox Universe are still tied to a contract if
yes,
they wanted to use
yes,
it.
They are, yeah,
so
yeah.
Ryan Reynolds went to Disney and said, let's do a Fox movie where I kill off all of the shitty characters in the X-Men movies and then somehow get sucked into Marvel Universe.
To the real one.
Yes.
Wow,
so that's
that would
a rumor.
Connect it so... hey, that would make every... Okay, listen to me. If they made that bridge, that would make every fucking Marvel movie relevant.
Yeah, well,
because
it,
you
it
have
would
the
also
Deadpool
redeem
movie.
The
yes,
Fox
yes,
movies.
Yes, because if you could get every old actor to just portray their part so Ryan Reynolds could fucking murk them, yeah. It would be the most beautiful, like, fourth wall break of all time.
Exactly.
Wow.
Which,
can he also kill the Pikachu from Detective Pikachu?
Hollywood just needs to stop fucking kids,
but,
though. Please.
But that,
yeah, just stop fucking kids and make better movies.
Whenever you think about that, though, and you think about how many walls that breaks as a movie, then you just look at the comic and go, they do
perfect.
That shit all the time in comics.
It makes
you know
it
what
all
mean?
Beautiful.
Yeah,
it makes
it
all
great.
Flow so well, especially if it's
superhero
like
deaths were always cool in comics.
Moving back to more.
Hey, Cable, like, where's that series?
Oh, dude,
where's Cable Kills
so,
the X-Men series?
Cable, Bishop, there's so many unutilized characters in the universe.
Oh, yeah, that's another problem is, like, with the Fox universe, we had, like, fucking 7, 8, 9, 10. With all the Wolverine movies, there's, like, 10 movies, and we only got this small bubble of characters. Yep. And the story, too. The small bubble of stories kept happening over and over and over and over. There's like fucking 5 movies where the villain takes over Cerebro to use against the X-Men. It's like, dude, we fucking saw it already, bro. Just use him another fucking... Let me see Mojo or Mr. Sinister, bitch. Give me that
shit.
Or shut down Cerebro for a while. Shit. It seems to be utilized a lot against you, bro.
Yeah. Might as well sell that, bitch. Give that shit to Russia or something.
Yeah. It seems like the Professor X thing to do.
behind everyone's back. We'll just erase their memory. It'll be cool.
I really, saw everybody's intentions. It was great, though.
I really only liked the prequel movie that they did, the Days of Children Past, Future Days Present. Of Children Past. Yeah, that one was really cool.
It's a Weinstein film.
It's a where they raise the submarine up and it explodes and shit.
Didn't make the cut.
That was first class, bro.
Yeah, sir.
Yeah, that shit was fucking awesome.
That was a good one.
Jennifer Lawrence
still
had
its problems.
Was Mystique.
Fuck Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Weakest iCloud password ever.
Anyways, back to more rumors to make your dick hard. Okay.
I mean, so harder than
Jennifer Lawrence is Mystique. What?
Yeah, it's already.
They also are rumoring a fucking. Okay, so we know about, do you like Jane Foster Thor? You know they're doing that, right?
No, I'm
they're
not.
Doing Jane Foster Thor in the next movie directed by Taika Waititi.
Waititi.
They're also rumoring Secret Invasion.
Mm.
So a bunch of Avengers might be Skrulls. And then they're also rumoring once the X-Men starts, X-Men versus Avengers.
Mm.
And then there's also, I think I heard a rumor of like an X-Men Civil War down the road as an idea or something like that.
Well,
too.
they had the whole little, what did they call it? They and had the battle where they...
Well, the Executioner's song... The story. That's the first story I ever read as a comic fan. And Cable walks into like a public place where Professor's giving a speech and fucking blasts him. And then so X-Force, which is his team.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the X-Men
I had the X-Force
have
comics.
This
and
civil
war.
A lot
war. Of the X-Force were right. X-Men people. Yes, right. Yes, yes, yes.
And that's an amazing story.
You can make, and this is what kind of fucks me up with having Cabal or Cable in the
Cabal. I was thinking Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, I was thinking Mortal Kombat.
Doesn't he turn into fucking like? Oh no, that's the Striker that turns into the T-Rex.
Yeah,
when you do the animality.
Yeah, animality. Yeah. Cable could have his own series. Was gonna be my point. I mean, using him in Deadpool. Okay, I get it, but right. He could have an entire series where he mercs the X-Men, and what better or churns some of them over to the X-Force, and what better way to do it than like in a series? That'd be a fucking phenomenal way to
do
it.
Yeah, we could have just
you don't dedicate a whole movie to it.
We
could make it a series.
Had a bunch of fucking
villain series
time travel
anyways.
Western stories about Cable.
Hey, is anybody watching Dark?
No.
Oh,
yeah, no one watches that shit, dude.
Talk about time travel? Oh, son. Okay.
I'm too lazy to read subtitles right now. I have to like sit
no,
down
you can
a time
audio,
for it.
You can audio it.
This oh, episode really? Of Warship of Tribune Nerds is brought to you by Fuck Subtitles.
What you do is you dub it. You can't dub it or you have to do one or the other. You can't do both because if you do both, the subtitles don't match up with what they dubbed
right.
over.
Yeah, 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 yeah,
so
yeah.
You got to do one or the other. Just do it dubbed and it just sounds shitty, but you're good.
This episode's also brought to you by Fuck Reading, unless it's comic books because they're mostly pictures.
I mean, I like reading whenever I'm writing. But other than that, it's hard to read somebody else's
You
stuff.
Can do two things at once? It's crazy. What's that like?
I like to do reading when I'm writing. Wow.
Like my own writing.
Whenever,
like
to whatever
say,
I like
I'm
to
editing.
Live when I'm dying.
Well, I don't have...
It's so poetic.
It is poetic.
Wow. Shed a tear.
That just shows you right there. You should pay money for my work.
I haven't even started this novel yet, but take it. Take all my money. I just want, take
yeah.
it out.
For those of you who know, I've written a novel, and hopefully someday it'll be a Grand Theft Auto style video game that sells millions of copies.
We're
talking to you, Rockstar.
It's in the 11th stage of editing. We got this. It's good.
Dude, it's dope.
I've tweeted at Rockstar so many times for fucking up the servers and the gameplay on Grand Theft Auto and Red Dead that if I tried to hit them up for that, they won't take it seriously. They definitely don't like me over there.
There's a bunch of people, a bunch of programs, a bunch of platforms that probably don't like you.
Papa John's doesn't like me because when they forget my extra sauce, I always call and complain, and now they just don't do anything for me.
All
yeah,
right, so
we'll put your name in the book.
So let's get to the subject we actually advertised.
What was the question? French foreign politics?
So with the pandemic happening, you know, and it's obviously lasting longer than any of us ever thought, including the president. What do you think is going to happen with the world? Like, okay, like with music, with movies, like what is the state of all that? When will it return? What's going to happen? Are we all doomed?
We're all doomed. Everyone's going to be stuck at home. The longer the pandemic continues, the more people will cancel all our favorite bands and TV shows and wrestling commentators and everything. And so
cancel
nothing. Yep. Everything will be canceled. Nothing will be left. So...
Shit.
Some art won't survive. Like, I wouldn't say R. Kelly's music is going to survive.
Wow. Let's be real. Even pre-pandemic, fucking Kelly was suffering.
Yeah, it was. He's fighting for his life.
Listen, I understand R. Kelly's done some bad stuff, but sometimes I just want to hear "Keeping on the Down Low."
I thought you were gonna say I understand R. Kelly's side.
No, dude, it was obvious.
I don't see nothing wrong.
No, it'll come on the radio at my work, and I'll change it. I will not.
Look,
the state will get nothing from me.
I still listen to Michael Jackson.
Well, no, listen.
I mean, Michael Jackson, I'm not mad about because a lot of it's just
I have something to say about R. Kelly, though. Is it not obvious? Aaliyah was like 14 or 15.
Her parents signed her away.
Yes, and she put out an album that was called Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Yes, it is.
Like, that's... Y'all didn't know about that shit?
Well, yeah, but see,
but it's Aaliyah.
They didn't have a cancel button back then.
Rickshaw, you play it off as age ain't nothing but a number because that just means that she can be 16 and make it in the real world as a pop star and probably get fucked by her producer, who's also R. Kelly. That's what that means. That's what age is in the number.
I think when you become an R&B singer, you just know at some point you gotta fuck someone. I don't know a single R&B star that hasn't had...
Well, we're getting canceled.
At least a little bit of rumors.
Yeah, thanks for canceling my show,
thanks,
Matt.
Thanks for coming on and getting a Rickshaw show.
Well, my mission's accomplished. By the way, you can catch I Hate the Scene at IHateTheScene.com.
That your next show, you're just like, yeah, fuck the Worship and Tribute. You know, I heard what he said.
Can you believe them talking about R. Kelly? The fuck's going to talk about R. Kelly?
And so what about Michael Jackson, though? Do you turn off Michael Jackson?
No, there's actually been a few tours I go on where the sound guy sets up the speakers to Michael Jackson classics. Like, that's,
you know,
the house music.
I'm confused on that. I understand if he did.
There's not definitive proof of Michael.
Yeah, and it could be a bunch of crazy people that wanted money. Because Macaulay Culkin said Michael Jackson was like the nicest dude ever.
So does Corey Feldman, right?
Yeah, and Corey Feldman exposed a bunch of people. Or tried to.
I want to believe Corey Feldman so bad, but I can't. Something always comes up. You know, it's like... His whole story, the way the movie got delayed and like the big botch on opening night, it just seems ridiculous.
I mean, I don't know all the details for it, but I just, you know, I like the guy.
I mean, I like him. I want to like him. I want to like his stories. I don't shut off Michael Jackson. There's still a bunch of bands that I listened to that did shitty things. Or like, you know, for one, Gavin Rossdale of Bush cheated on Gwen Stefani, and a lot of people don't like him anymore because he fucked the nanny. But you know what? I've never been a rich guy in England. Who could resist Fran Drescher?
Oh my God.
I'm a homewrecker.
I'm a homewrecker.
Oh my God.
I would smash Fran Drescher in a heartbeat, but I still listen to Bush religiously.
With consent.
With Ma. Why? Consensually, I will satisfy you, Ma. Consensually, I will ask you permission for that pussy.
Did you guys want to hear my? Here's what I think happened with Michael Jackson. It's a fictional version.
Is this a fanfic?
This is fan fiction. Okay. Dang. So back then, they needed a pop star to sell coke. Okay. they needed someone to sell their ads, and they were like, "We're gonna create a pop star." We heard of this group called the Jackson Five.
Michael Jackson sold coke.
Like, not cocaine, Coca-Cola.
Oh, they needed, his they hair needed, caught on fire at a Pepsi
or no,
commercial.
Pepsi, yeah. That
you threw me off. I was like, well, Pablo Escobar or Michael?
Yeah, Pepsi.
Damn,
so
Michael
here we go.
Slinging coke.
Okay, hold up. Real quick, though, hold up. You can't just lead us on for 15 seconds telling us it's coke. And I'm sitting here going, why the fuck is Michael Jackson trying to sell cocaine? I was looking at your imitation bongs over here. And I was going, okay, Rickshaw. I'm following along. You got to convince me at the end of
this
sentence.
This dude wrote a fanfic on a child abuse story.
At the end of this sentence, I got to go, man, Michael Jackson was doing coke a lot.
Okay, let's reiterate.
Yes, Coca-Cola.
They needed someone to sell Pepsi.
Pepsi, yes.
They wanted a pop superstar that they could fucking attach ads to and make a bunch of money, right?
Okay.
The world needed it.
Mm-hmm.
So they found little Michael Jackson... And
20 years before he even got the Pepsi.
No. Like, and they started conditioning him. But listen,
Pepsi's just got some
whenever
15
he went solo.
Plan.
Here, we haven't even got to the beef of this story, guys. Come on. So whenever they finally conditioned him, at one point after, what is it? What's the album with Thriller.
Thriller.
Okay, Thriller. It's called Thriller.
It went diamond immediately.
After Thriller, Michael Jackson took a stand, and he was like, bro, this isn't what I'm not about this. I'm a good person.
I don't like this.
And then they took him out. Or no, they didn't take him out. They started fucking. They
He didn't get assassinated.
You know what?
In your story, he gets assassinated.
No. I was mixing up two of my fan fictions.
Jesus Christ!
No, here's what they did. He never took a stand in this version of the story. He started putting out the hits, right?
And, oh shit!
Except they injected him with the hee-hee virus. And it started making him stronger, but they had to feed him children.
Oh no!
To fuel it, and so after Thriller, he really hit his peak. So they started giving him kids every day, kids, and he was like, "More children, it's making me strong." and then that's why he started kind of looking. You know, after a while, he started like deteriorating. You know, and then he started turning white.
God.
And it's like a Resident Evil story, except for Michael Jackson. The hee-hee virus.
Oh, man.
And you know what? I feel really bad that I fucked that story up at the beginning. It was going to be glorious.
I know. I think it's way better that way. Alternate universe.
The other version of it, you know, he was just replaced. Like, he took a stand and they replaced him. So.
Writing an alternate 2006, that'd be hard.
An alternate? I have to say that I was on board with the first portion of it, I guess. The Pepsi portion of it. I almost enjoyed the story more when he was a Coke dealer, to be honest.
Yeah, that you should have had that in the story.
Oh, you didn't like the
Resident
Evil
virus? Hee-hee virus.
Was it
going to
get shot at the end by Leon? Like, how's that going to work?
Well, I haven't worked that part out, but it sounds fun, though, doesn't it? Like, eventually Michael Jackson's like this big blob, and he's like, "Foo, come on, and they have to like shoot him in the fucking third eye.
The Michael Jackson estate's never going to let you release this.
In the third eye.
You're never putting that out.
So anyways, about music and the state of the world. So do you think we're going to tour again, guys?
Oh, God.
Think anyone's going to tour?
Well, I'll put it like this. I wasn't a Christian till this year, and I've been praying, so.
You know, my mom told me that the other day. I was like, "Hey, Mom, I've been having a bunch of bad luck. Our moving into our new house was delayed 10 days. Had to live with my girlfriend's dad. You know, like, he's a cool guy, but that sucks." And then it was like, "Waiting for our deposit. Oh, they sent half of it and then tried to overcharge us. But it's fine. They're going to send the other portion in like 2 weeks." You know what I mean? Like, everything. I went to get an oil change and they're like, "Man, your car is fucked." And I was like, "Well, yesterday it didn't start up right. It kind of was acting funky." And they were like, "Well, it's overheating right now." And I was like, "Well, shit, I didn't realize it, I guess." And then $500, boom. Like, everything's going wrong. I call my mom to kind of like talk and vent. She goes, "Have you prayed? Have you prayed lately?" I was like, "Oh my God. Why? Why do mom say shit like that, dude?"
I mean, you tried everything else.
That's heavy. That's heavy, man. When your mom is like real serious about you praying, like if my mom was to ever come to me and be real serious about praying, I'd start questioning stuff. I'd start being like, "Okay,
well, my mom.
Mom
is a Thai woman, so being from Thailand, she says things like that, but she also associates praying with how money can come to you because it's like an Asian kind of lure thing, you know what I mean?
You get the riches.
So yeah. I'm like, I want to like scream into the phone, like, "Mom,
no, mom, if really a praying works, you know, I'd be fucking doing it.
Like, you know what? I got on Facebook and asked for fucking prayers, and I only got like 3. So fuck off, mom."
Well, I'm glad you.
You know how many people shared this? 2.
I'm glad you brought us on the show today to talk to you about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, because here at the Fifth Baptist Church of Buta, or somewhere in between me and where I live,
Buta, Kyle, we have
congregations in a few cities outside of Austin. They're too weird.
The city in Central Texas. Yeah. This is for all of you that are wondering. Buta.
That sounds like
top-notch Whataburger there.
I think that there is, because they need to have some sort of representation.
That sounds like if Buddha was gender fluid. Beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
Oh, God, he snapped. It's cool. We're an ally.
I think the future of the world is doomed. I think that we're probably on a fast track to the apocalypse.
That sounds right.
I have been talking a lot about, hey, man, if there's ever a time for you to like want to take action towards your goals or what you want out of life or what you feel like you deserve or your purpose, now's the time.
Or kill yourself,
because there's really no better time to do any of that than right now. Like, it's shit or get off the pot time. And honestly, what better year to kill yourself than 2020? It's been a pretty monumental year.
It's like trying to turn, but you can't, so just off yourself.
You're going to remember... I remember so many details about 2020. It's going to be a year that we're going to... I've been saying it on my own podcast that I think that this is the start of like the Great Depression in a real sense, the fact that everybody's going to like have depression, right?
Right.
Especially America's in a very weird state because we don't really have a whole lot of other shit to worry about. So we're in this weird cancel culture where we have to argue and complain about everything and you get these fights
like,
over masks.
Dig up someone's tweet from like 48 years ago.
And
that's
Hollywood,
just really
you know,
a pencil marking on a piece of paper.
Hey, the future of Hollywood and music and kids might be no future because everybody's assaulting and raping people and getting canceled. Like, let's be honest with ourselves. This time of like doom and gloom has been this weird time of growth, obstacle, change, and I think that there's a lot to be had on the horizon, but this is a time where people are at like their breaking point. And I think if you're not in some sort of life raft right now where you're contemplating really what you want as a person, as a human being, like your fundamental wants and beliefs, if you're not contemplating like if you're happy or not, that's a big one. If you are even fucking worth wanting to be here, because in all honesty, 2020 might be the culmination, man. It might just be a downward spiral from here on out for everybody. To be real.
Yeah, I don't have any of those checked on the checklist, so.
Yeah, man.
This will be the last podcast?
I think everybody naturally, because life... I think because we wake up every day with a breath in our lungs and we're like alive, and I'm not trying to be deep at all, but
don't you get sick of waking up sometimes?
I am being real. Like, hey, think about it. If you're a human being that values being alive, you wake up every day and you get to take that breath, right?
Mm-hmm.
That very act has been fed to us every single day. Because it's nature. We just get up and we breathe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're accustomed to doing that. So the very fact that we do that every single day has put into our head that at least I have tomorrow, everything's going to work out and be okay.
Right.
But I think the reality of the situation is everything might not be okay. We get real comfortable with waking up with a breath in our lungs the next day, but then we start losing focus on the exterior and how that's crumbling. And then before we know it, you know, the fuck, we're in a third world country and we're fucking no police. It's just craziness. And so it's like, hey guys, everybody please pay attention right now. Everybody just be like, one, responsible. Burden of responsibility is on you and yourself. And two, shut the fuck up. Everybody needs to shut the fuck up and just like kind of listen, pay attention, breathe. Focus on like your moment in your life and what's around you. And if not, you're probably going to get canceled.
Yeah.
I think that
wear your mask and don't wave the goddamn Confederate flag.
So I had I had a friend that he's getting famous on Reddit because he went to the Gainesville. It's like the protest that was like protesting the Confederate monument. And it was also BLM. And a bunch of dudes showed up, old white men with like guns and like, you know what I mean?
Because they can
like,
carry guns downtown.
Yeah. And one of my friends went and it's funny because, you know, I'm mixed. A lot of our friends are mixed. A lot of black friends. My brother's married to a black woman. You know what I mean? Like, that's a lot of stuff for him to all of a sudden go to the fucking Confederate, you know, statue and then fuck with a bulletproof vest and guns. And then as soon as he gets called out, he backpedaled and was like, I wasn't there to support the Confederacy. I was there because Antifa was threatening my city. And I was like, okay. So someone said that online. I already unfollowed the guy, right? I unfollowed him because I was like, this is bullshit. He's been my roommate before. You should have to fucking tell people you're a racist piece of shit.
Racist roommates.
Before you move in with them.
Yeah. Oh, anyway. By the way, you don't have any like Jewish friends, right? All right, cool.
Oh, no.
You know, shalom, if you get what I'm saying.
But yeah, so this dude backpedaled and he's like, dude, I'm not racist, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, so a week ago, whenever you posted online about how they're talking about taking the Confederate statue down, and then one of our coworkers said, hey, how often do you go to that? monument. And he said, every chance I get. That's not supporting the idea that you don't like, no, I'm not racist. No, I don't support the Confederacy. A week earlier, every chance I get, I go there. You know what I mean? Like,
does he also think blue lives matter?
I mean,
would
yes.
it have even been worse if somebody actually fact checked him and he'd been there like once? So he's like some avid yeah. supporter, yeah. like blindly, but he's yeah. only been there
Can
one
time.
Can
you imagine the backlash from the KKK?
Hey, bro. Hey, hey, we expected better representation. We expected
yeah.
better.
Yeah. I actually do go up there every day, and I have never seen you there before.
My granddaddy shot one of them people out front of that statue.
Hey, don't claim it if you ain't it.
I've been to that. Oh, wow.
Will someone share that other beer with me, please?
Yeah.
Because you're not doing it.
I'm not.
You're fucking keto.
I'll try it.
Keto bitch.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I didn't hear really this. What I have to deal with new friends?
I mean,
and
yeah, you already broke your bowl.
What is it about friends being like, what? You want to lose weight? You're a fucking bitch, dude.
Actually,
oh, well,
not
I'm
really,
a big time
not
bitch.
Not really. I actually encourage the weight loss, huh, Matt?
Oh, wow. Way to call me out on a show. Yeah, so tomorrow's show, I will be doing solo.
Yeah, I don't think you're that fluffy. Just
wow,
a little.
Thank you.
Earlier, yeah, Matt asked Rickshaw really to rate him on the hot scale, and I believe Rickshaw's exact words were, you could lose a pound or two.
Yeah, thanks. That was,
I'm half Asian, dude. It just comes out. I didn't know. I don't have a filter.
It's petite or nothing for
what
him.
I don't even get that. What does half Asian
you.
Have to do with shit?
I'd fuck
Asian
you.
People say things, and whenever other people's feelings are hurt, they're like, oh, all I know is to say what I think.
That's a stereotype.
I'd fuck Matt strictly just for content for our OnlyFans, though. Because we need content.
Wow.
It's a true stereotype, though, because my mom is full Thai, and every time I see her, she either says, you look like you got fat, or she says, I expected you to be fatter. You look good. And I'm like,
thanks,
the
Ma.
Fuck.
Expectations hitting them, dude. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, the chicks right. at the nail shop are really brutally honest with me.
Right. My grandma was secret racist. Because she's Spanish, so check this out, right? My dad's side of my family is Spanish.
Mm-hmm. Which is so, gross, because you're hella white.
From Spain. Well, it's Spain, so European Spanish.
Spaniel. Yeah.
And so, they're
Cocker
Spanish,
Spaniel.
And my grandma, growing up, like, my dad didn't speak English until he was, like, 6 or 7. I grew up being able to, like, converse in Spanish, but it was my young child brain, and I don't remember any of that right now. And so...
You don't retain much.
Growing up, for whatever reason, my grandma was like, hey, instilled for me from a young child. You want some? I think he's trying to sure. offer you. Instilled in me from being a very young child.
You don't got corona, do you?
You're
only
gonna,
a little.
You're going to grow up and marry.
I didn't even put my mouth on it. You watched me.
We didn't watch you, bro. Why do you assume he watched you?
Because he's been watching me and I've been rubbing my nipples.
He didn't even see you holding the fucking can his way.
Either way, I got you to stop that awful story.
Guys, we're wasting time. Come on.
Fuck. She's trying to get mad at you, dude. I'm trying to have your back, bro.
Yeah, go
I'm
ahead.
Trying to come at you.
Mute his mic. We're not even live for that
so
to be funny.
She was always just really in adamant about me dating a blonde chick. Whatever, dude. Joke's over. I don't care.
Yeah, God, that was an awful story. I always wanted to bring a black chick home for my grandma, which, like, she's senile now, so she won't remember the shit anyways. But I just thought I'd give her a heart attack, so I wanted to try that. But it's hard for a white guy to get with a black chick. I just want a chick with some flavor, to be honest with you.
Racism is very confusing to me, honestly. Like, I get the concept of racism, but, like, what if you're that guy that's, like, you know... You're like the guy that's in charge of picking up food to go to your Klan meeting or whatever, and you're like, well, actually, the Burger King was closed, so I just got what was near. Well, what'd you get? It's Chinese food. Well, the boss ain't gonna like that.
you went to
have
Wu-Tang
you tried it? Wasn't Cracker Barrel?
Have you tried it though? It's real good.
You never been to Wu-Tang Wendy's?
Or imagine being someone that's like racist, and you're like, Star Wars is awesome, and you're like. Those are different kinds of rebels, dude.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
I mean, I think the ultimate is the fucking Chappelle skit, the Clayton Bigsby. That's the best. It's when you find out your clan leader's a black dude.
Yeah.
black dude.
And he offs himself because he's so dedicated to the cause.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
You know, he broke up
his
wife.
He dumped his wife
He left his wife because he was dedicated to the cause.
We all know.
Yeah, we're not saying that
word. All right, let's cover the very, very last thing we're talking about, the state of movies. With the coronavirus.
I thought we did that with the Marvel thing.
I mean, did we actually talk about? I mean, we were covering theories and stuff. That's but true. Like, what do you think? Do you think they're going to open soon?
I think I got the state of movies. No, I think they're fucked. And I think that seeing how they released, what was it, Trolls Worldwide, that shit went like straight to TV and Netflix and stuff.
Yeah.
That did well. They just announced that they're going to put that long delayed Mulan movie on Disney Plus, but for an additional $29.99.
$30.
Yeah.
Which is like a pay-per-view, dude.
That's exactly what it is. That's more than a pay-per-view.
Not a going
movie.
To see a movie. That's like a pay-per-view.
That's
yes.
like the price of owning the Blu-ray.
I mean, that's more than the price of the
I mean,
Blu-ray.
Are they allowing it's, me but, are they giving it to you forever or does it go away when your subscription ends?
It didn't state. It said Premier Rental though.
Yeah, so you probably only get it for 30 days.
That's fucking stupid. You're going to spend $30 per movie?
You have to think about the amount of money that they're sacrificing by giving.
There are some theaters that you could have went to and paid $30 and got like three people in.
I mean, that's true, but that's the thing is if you rent it at home, you could have a living room full of people.
No one has friends and no one's inviting people over. That's not going to work.
You could have five or less people.
Oh, man, it was 10.
But, I mean, think about that. That's not that bad. I think everybody is spoiled with what we get. Like 30, but I know that you sitting alone on the couch and you go, man, I really want to rent that new Staten Island movie with fucking, what's his name? But
Uncut Gems with Adam Sandler?
No.
Pete, I used to fuck Ariana Grande.
Pete Davidson.
You know, like that movie specifically, everyone's like, man, it costs $20 to rent that movie. I want to see it, but I'm not going to just like rent it out of the blue. Mulan or Black Widow or something. You're going to have some people over. You're all going to throw in, rent it, and fucking crank up the volume. You know what I mean? Like, pay attention.
Friends? I don't have any friends.
And see, this is where I'm like, hey, if you... Okay, and I've been saying this. Right now, it's pandemic, and I was telling my jiu-jitsu coach this, and my gym...
Cheap plug.
My gym owner, and it's like, hey, if you don't have some sort of protocol in place where you're checking temperatures and you're able to keep like some sort of sanitary measures in place, you're behind the curve right now. And I expect Hollywood to be able to do that. So where I get they need to release movies and charge us $30. And I'll be honest with you, Hollywood hasn't gotten a dollar from me in a long, long time because I think they're scummy. But that doesn't mean I'm not up on movies. And yeah, right. I obviously see them. But they haven't gotten like a hard-earned dollar from me in a while. And
I bought the Blu-ray for Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Does that count?
I understand the importance of needing like the entertainment and needing that. And as an industry that's fucking very powerful and has a lot of money, you can definitely have a standards and expectation in place with being able to still open up studios and get shit going. Because you're being a little like... You are kind of making it like political. You are kind of making it... Them versus us, if you're like following these weird lines, when you need to look at it, not a lot of people are dying, people are getting sick, but do your quarantine thing. You can easily do movie production within this time frame.
Well, I just recently read that lots of Marvel Studios projects just now are like going back to
Come back, man. And like, hey, then you're gonna have a reason to charge us $12. This is my theory behind it. You're gonna have a reason to charge us $12-$15 at home because we can't go to the movie theater and spend that money to see it. Good. But that means you still need to be producing movies.
Right.
And I'm still going to get head while I'm watching it if the movie's not good.
You're charging us $30 to rent a movie and you only took a couple months off. Let's be real. And like, yeah, you have shit backlogged. Like, no, that's unnecessary. $15 for a normal movie ticket and stream it.
And also, check this out. Why don't we, I know it's a big, it's part of me being spoiled, but like, let's get some drive-in movies being built.
Yes.
You know, and let's show it on a large scale, like a fucking football stadium.
We are in an area where that is definitely coming back. Yes. There's already a couple in the area.
I went to a drive-thru up until like 12 years old because I'd go to Colorado and they had this drive-in. And like what sucked about it is they would always do old movies.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's the thing, right? You go to like the throwback and you go to the drive-thru. Like, no, you do modern movies. You can do that shit. It would work. And what is even better about it was with technology. Like, you don't have to have the sound boxes. You can have headphones. You can have these cheap Bluetooth headphones.
Well, you get the... It goes straight to your radio.
An app, right? Where you can just fucking watch it from your fucking... Like, it's so easy nowadays to do that kind of shit. Yeah. You're just going to see that kind of stuff boom anyways.
But yeah, I think it's sick. I honestly have been to the drive-in a couple of times. And there is a theater, Southwest Theater... that does throwback movies, and they only open like two rows in their whole fucking theater, and I've went to that to see. I saw Jurassic Park. It was dope.
Jurassic World or
Jurassic World Fallen?
Oh, the original one, like the old school. Yeah. Yeah.
I forgot. How do you feel about like the what is? I know there's a commercial one, but we got Alamo Draft House. Where you can go and watch a movie and get like an expensive cheesesteak and some beer and they bring it to you.
Yeah.
You like that shit?
Yep.
A lot of theaters do that. It's just weird. Draft House happens to be like a chain, but a lot of theaters do that. You can order food and go.
Mm. Way harder to get dome when they're doing that.
All right. You guys, I mean, we've been going for like an hour now.
I had more subjects. I was going to talk about...
We go 2 hours, like, minimum. Like,
I was going to talk about the bomb in Beirut. I got France wants to lower the legal age of consent to 15. How do you guys feel about that happening here? We'd have some of our favorite bands back. Pizzagate. I got wrestling. You want to talk F1 racing or NASCAR? I could go all day on that shit.
Let's talk about when we're going to do our watch-along.
Well, Brian
let's talk some specifics.
Brian
about
teaches
that.
Karate to inner city kids.
Can we do a? Can we do like an era? What's your favorite? Let's do some wrestling stuff. What's your favorite era of wrestling?
My favorite era is NWO surfacing.
WCW. So yeah, mid-90s to 2000s. Let's say
right whenever Hollywood Hogan.
Yep.
And
96,
96. And Sting,
yep. Yep.
Sting drops from the fucking
yep.
rafters. 96, and shit. 96, yeah.
97.
What about when Owen drops from the rafters? Weren't a fan of that?
I wasn't a fan of that, actually. I think it was terrible for you to bring up.
Hey. I meant you weren't a fan of the product then? God, you're the one going morbid. Of course you're not a fan of the man dying.
Hey, that was why they did it. Fuck. That was why they did it, was to mimic the Sting thing.
Did you know on the one-year anniversary of Owen falling from the ceiling and dying, WCW was in the exact same arena, and that's when they did the Sting fall from the rafters gimmick, and Eric Bischoff swears he didn't know that was the case.
I didn't know. When did they do a Sting fall from the rafters?
A dummy fell from the rafters through the ring, and then the real Sting came up. They dropped a dummy. In the
wow.
same,
was that one of them?
In a 1 year at the anniversary.
That should be our first. That should be our first
arena.
Watch along. That should be our first watch along. Is that Nitro episode? That should be our first.
Nitro?
No, whatever it was though. That should be our first watch along. It should be that episode, whatever it is.
If you want to plan something in like 2 weeks, I'm gonna get on that because I'm running out of saved content that
right,
I could just
right.
2 weeks. God, what am I gonna do in the meantime to try to get famous?
So
so Thursday, Friday, I think I'm going to Denton to film some stuff, but then I have work.
Right, right, right.
So we could plan.
I mean, we're flexible, man. I think that it's just a matter of getting within a network and getting like stuff going, right? Like,
right.
Let's collab as often as we can. Whenever it sounds good, we don't have to overbear it or do anything crazy.
Right.
It's nice to have you in town, man. It's really nice to have you here, and it's nice to have someone else that's in the creative realm and our music realm, because I feel like we're spoiled in the sense that we're, you know,
we know cool people.
Not just that, but we're also able to say that, like, hey, we kind of have the ability to reach out to people and kind of have that connection and obviously do the show and have that and to have somebody else that's kind of familiar with that and just bounce ideas off of, because I think that's right. The biggest thing right now. And we talk about people finding a purpose and doing shit. I think this is one of them, man. When you get within a community or within a group of people that resonate with you and your ideas and what you're trying to go after, even if it's not the same thing, but just progress. Like, hey, we want to see you succeed. We want to see this succeed. We want to succeed.
Everyone's I want to get famous. Better. I want you to get famous. I want to help you out. And you know what? My goal in all this is just to help you accept Jesus Christ into your heart.
Here we go, dude. Full circle.
I mean, listen, let me get you in contact with my mom and you guys could pray together for money.
Look, I'm yes, sure you know, I love
well,
Thai
hey,
food,
well,
so I'm sure
all,
your mom makes some bomb
first
dishes.
Of all, if she you're does. Praying for anything else other than money, are you really praying?
Me?
Anybody. Are you really praying,
dude,
if it's not for money?
Dude, every day I listen to Under Oath and I pray that Aaron Glibsey wasn't such a dickhead to me.
Ooh.
Wow, dude. Cuts. Hey, scars fucking don't heal.
Scars run deep, bro.
Scars
don't
run
ever,
deep.
Don't ever
sick
fuck.
Sick band name. Scars
yeah.
run deep.
Oh, dude. Write that one down.
S-R-D.
Yes, dude. Yes.
Drain the Knee. That's a new band name.
Wet.
I thought would be sick.
And it's all ex-basketball players.
Are you ready for my Thrice reference on this show?
Fuck.
Let's hear it.
Fuck.
There's a their bassist has a grindcore side project band called what's the dude, the baseball player, say his name properly, Yoel Puig. Puig, right?
Yasiel Puig. I was like, Yanis Cespedes?
Yasiel Puig. They have a grindcore project called Puig Destroyer.
Oh,
Puig
instead of Pig
Destroyer?
Destroyer?
Puig
nice.
Destroyer, and
whoa.
It's all songs about nice. Fucking Yasiel Puig. It's fucking pretty great.
That's
dude.
A great idea.
It's a great
all right, well, I have to pee, so we're going to end this one.
Oh,
right?
Dang.
I hate the scene.com, and I hate the scene.
Yeah, say it. Say Where can
they find
spot.
You at, Matt? Since I'm the guy. Where can they find you at, Matt, before we wrap this up?
You can find me at the Bodega, probably buying a payback bar and like a craft beer. Or you can find me at I Hate the Scene on Instagram. You can find me at I Hate the Scene with the fucking 8 and Twitter. And fuck that guy that took my stupid ass fucking handle.
Okay, well, first of all, real quick, are you just going to rush through that? You're not going to try to explain that at all?
Nope, you'll find it. Just Google it. IHateTheScene.com.
Yeah, you can find me at Of Brian of Death on Instagram and Twitter, and at the Comic Chaos for my podcast. Appreciate you for having us on, man. Love the show.
It's all good. And Thank you. You know what? This is a this is an exclusive. You're only going to hear this on this if you're listening on Spotify,
fuck yeah,
iHeartRadio, or yeah, Apple Podcasts. So go check out the channel if you only listen, and you could see us doing a bunch of visual shit, looking all handsome and shit. Also, tell your mom about us. I haven't really talked to her lately. Another thing is, hey, I just
is it hot in here? Is it just you?
So I've been having a lot of bad luck. I know a lot of people have been having a lot of bad luck, but I think that if we all tried to keep positive energy and all of our energies together can make us feel better, let's do that. I think a lot of negative energy is affecting how my car is running and shit. You know what I mean?
Thoughts and prayers for Rickshaw.
Thoughts and prayers for Rickshaw.
Be positive. Work on your fucking novel. It's as soon as the economy opens back up, you're going to sell that bitch. I'll tell you that. Anyways, guys.
I was trying to cough for the plug. Oh, the plug with the novel.
And he's got, oh, and I've never, you know what? I've never even plugged my fucking own Instagram.
Yeah, maybe you should do that.
What are you talking about? I set you up on your own show for your own plugs. What are you doing?
Hit me up at Instagram at I Hate Ghosts.
You just told us too before this. He goes, I don't do anything on Instagram on Thursdays. I don't think it feels right. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, I just shared a bunch of shit, so.
That's one of my busiest days
on
Instagram.
You know what? Then I'll put it out there. Maybe it's the fact that I fucking just stayed up all night editing a video and I was like, I just don't want to get on fucking Instagram.
Go to my Instagram and you can find shit that I tagged Rickshaw in, and you'll also find his show.
Anyways, guys, thanks for coming, and we're going to do some stuff in the future, so keep your eyes peeled, and see you later, nerds.
Oh, you don't get like a
you don't do like a
After you hear the ending song, I'm gonna put some conversation that I press recorded. No one really knew that we were recording.
I regret everything I said
after this, and it's political. So if you don't like it,
we talked about race issues. We talked about gun violence. We talked about the state of America.
Racism,
we talked about communism.
Bad. Yeah, black people good.
Okay, bye.
I like the new ones. They particularly hate them and won't acknowledge that they exist.
Right.
They also hate how they force gay characters in. Because, I don't know, it's such a brief scene. There's two, I don't even remember if it was dudes or girls, but they kissed in the movie. And they said that didn't need to be in there at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, it probably didn't, but like, I don't even remember it. So
I mean, we can go down this rabbit hole if we want. I think it's going to deter us from getting started. But yeah.
I mean,
let's talk about racism.
I already hit record just because.
Did you? Yes,
like this,
I love it, dude. That's my style. I hit record without telling people. Fucking right. Love it. And we're back. Perfect.
So yeah, I mean, I get the argument, and I get the need for it. You know what I mean? Like, I get both.
I have a great one for you. You ready?
Go ahead.
You didn't know who Daryl Davis is?
No.
Daryl Strawberry?
Daryl Davis is a black gentleman, jazz musician, who has converted, like, 200-plus members of the KKK.
Oh, yeah.
And
he's done
it all through, like, conversation and shit, right?
Right.
And he has an argument, or he it's not his argument, but he has written books and stuff on racism and you know, obviously being a black man with living in a world with a ton of racism. And he talks about a couple of different callings. Like, there's a community that thinks that Black History Month shouldn't exist because the fact that you're designating an entire month to a race instills the idea of, like, segregation. Not negative segregation,
yeah,
just segregation. Hey, we're going to dedicate a month to one certain race, right? And his thing is, like, black people shouldn't be calling for that, but they should be, or not, again, it's not his argument. He just was bringing it up
right
in an interview I was listening to, and he goes, it's a, you know, this is an argument a lot of people don't know about, but it's a real one because nobody ever looks at different perspectives. They only look at black and white, literally black and white, right? They don't
right
look at, like, the perspectives that black people may hold themselves over racism and how they differ. And that's one of them. Like, why subject yourselves to saying, hey, we're only getting a month, when you're fighting for equality, it should just be equal all the time.
Right.
Not just a particular month kind of thing. So that argument along the same lines, like, hey.
Right. I just think that, like, you know, that is a valid argument, but like with the way that people think now, like back then, nowadays, whatever, it's all the same because of the mentality that white people have grown up with. And it's just ingrained into their shit. It's ingrained into their brain. That's specifically why when the BLM is happening, Black Lives Matter, a fucking white person is so mad about it. You know what I mean? Like, did you see that clip from a person like in the most racist town in America? And it's like in Kentucky or some shit. This dude just went out in front of Walmart with a sign that said Black Lives Matter. And in the like 3-minute video, there's like at least 25 people that like drive by and say the N-word and like all sorts of stuff. And it's like, so I get the underdog it's an underdog mentality for us, our species. You know what I mean? We have to create this underdog thing because of how much the white man, you know, feels so like he's fucking above everyone. But so they don't, no one realizes.
What about in other parts of the world? This isn't a counter argument by any means. This is just another topic. But me and Matt were talking yesterday about like the hierarchy of class. Like there's a certain level, let's say musicians, right? There's famous people. You're talking about the show where it's like recovering famous people and all they know is how to be famous. And you have this certain level of like power that people have to where they can't even comprehend our level of like existence kind of thing. Right.
Right.
And if you're not having like a race argument or a race issue or a race dilemma, you're probably having like a class dilemma. The rich, the poor, the wealthy, the white collar, blue collar, the disenfranchised, what have you.
If I don't wear a collar?
Well, the better off communities, the non better off communities. So it's just another dynamic that you can have.
And
it's
called, like, Brian.
It's like, well, let's just, without looking at it like it's a pie with different sections, let's just look at it as like a fluid mess that you can kind of just cultivate to work optimally, and optimally seems to be where everybody's treated equal, you know? And then obviously as it gets down to like the nitty gritty of like class systems, and one person is entitled to more wealth than the other just because of what school they went to or what job they might have or what family they came from, there's still the equality of opportunity where, you know, hey, the inner cities that are struggling aren't just predominantly black people.
Right.
Hey, the inner cities that are struggling aren't struggling at all, because the focus is on the city, because they realize the importance of the city and the people in the city prospering. And instead of localizing certain communities to like not have resources and to not prosper the way other communities do, you know, especially when nowadays it's mostly black communities, right? Like it shouldn't even be that way to begin with. But like the fact that we have an issue, hey, poor communities compiled with, hey, most of those communities are black communities. It's double, like a double-edged sword, you know, like we should just focus on, hey, let's fix the community period, regardless of race, color, creed, whatever it is. Let's just not have poor communities to begin with.
It's, I mean,
tangents.
It's,
love
it. It's a hard subject. And I think that like a good analogy for why it's hard for everyone to change is like you have people, for instance, like you have people that like having a schedule, right? Mm-hmm. You also have people that kind of just live fluidly, you know, and every day, you know, whatever happens, happens, and you make every choice when it comes.
And people in between.
So if you apply that to like our society and you say, hey, you know, like there's a problem with people being racist, the schedule people are going to go, well, I don't think there's a problem with anything, you know, but then the people that are like fluid and live moment to moment thinking are like, it's all subjective. We have to listen. We have to understand. And the people that like set schedules all the time are just like, no. The way I've thought of it in the past is like this, and it's going to stay that way. You know what I mean? And I don't know why the guy that likes the schedule also sounds like a 40-year-old white man who's never fucking had a conversation with a black man.
Is it safe to say instead of fluid and structured, we can say like open-minded, closed-minded?
I guess, yes.
Because I feel like you are going to have open-minded, structured people that are going to be like time for work and showing up to the meetings, but also for equality.
But those same people that like scheduling, when they hear my analogy versus closed-minded, they're just going to be mad and they're going to shut down. You know what I mean? It's like
those are people that have that are sensitive and need to fucking take a martial arts class or like a gym, lift a weight.
Yeah, no shit. Do a setup.
Those people need to fucking...
Or like set up gear but there's always something wrong with it. So
always?
Like,
you know what that is? That's people... That's when you hired your homie to come on tour with you as like a tech, and he doesn't really know what he's doing. He's just really good at like following you. But there's a statue... Or not a statue of limitations. There's a point of diminishing returns, because if you're not really a tech and you don't know what you're talking about, you're not going to be able to perform optimally, right. And he's always the guy that's like plugging something into the wrong port.
Yeah. You just described the guitar tech we had on Warped Tour, when the dude like literally was only brought on because he loosely knew how to play guitar.
Yes.
And his brother was the
so
TM,
he could tune it.
And he took him on tour so he could get sober from meth. That's the best guy to have on your bus. I'll tell you right now, it took about 3 weeks before he was smoking cocaine on the bus.
Smoking cocaine. That's not something that you do, you know, just on a whim. You don't just go, hey, I got some coke, I'm going
to
smoke this.
Oh, and then when I brought it up to the band, the TM got mad at me. It was, so what are you doing telling so-and-so about that? Yeah, exactly. No drugs on the bus.
What?
If I can't bring him on board, then, you know, fuck you. Not going to bring him on board either.
In a setting full of adults, it's still like kindergarten rules.
This dude
are you
was
a
older,
tattletale?
This dude was older than me.
I know, that's the point. Like, it's a professional setting, and yet people act like children. Who are you to tell on this person? And it's just like, how about we just don't do drugs?
Such a piece of shit. All
right, ready?